Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the seventh week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, Let's Go for a Walk.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. He then said to Simon Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this signifying but what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, Follow me. The Gospel of the Lord. On the night of the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Only hours later, Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, denied knowing him three times. I can imagine the anguish of heart that Peter felt, realizing what he had done once the cock crowed. I can also imagine that Jesus, in all his humanity, despite having predicted Peter's denial, was hurt and deeply saddened by Peter's protestations about knowing him. I have no doubt that each one of us knows only too well the experience of hurting or being hurt in friendship. Think about one of your nearest and dearest friends. How has that relationship been marked by the pain of disagreements, unfulfilled expectations, misunderstandings? When such things happen, our hearts break and we long for things to return to the way they once were. But there's no going back in time. We can only go forward. Which brings us to the breakfast on the shore moment and the conversation we heard relayed in today's gospel. Setting aside what the commentators say about the exchange between Peter and Jesus and the threefold question of do you love me being a response to Peter's threefold denial or the Greek use of agape or philia for the word love, the story John is sharing with us is quite simply and rather profoundly the story of a reconciliation between two friends. Sure, they'd enjoyed a delicious breakfast together with some of the other disciples. Maybe Peter was even thinking as he dined on some smoked fish, good, let's just avoid what happened and move on. But then I imagine Jesus saying, Simon, son of John, let's go for a walk. And what ensues is a conversation between the two of them that we get to listen in on, that reminds us about what is at the heart of every friendship, the gift of love. I recently watched a short video on KarmaTube, a website that has a library full of inspirational videos and stories. This one was entitled Love Lessons, in which the two stars, Anthony and Margie, share relationship advice. At one point, Anthony talks about making mistakes in relationships. He says, getting stuck in relationships is part of the flow that teaches us the most. It's an uncomfortable place where I've perhaps messed up, disregarded somebody, turned away from intimacy in some way. Then to say, I'm sorry, can I make you a cup of coffee? Let's go for a walk, or whatever it is. It is possible to move past this point of being stuck. I have the gift of one friendship where I've found Anthony's words ringing true. Amazingly, our friendship has lasted for 40 years, not despite our disagreements, misunderstandings, or hurts, but I dare say because of them. Though I would have preferred not to have had any disagreements and would rather have gone back in time before they even happened, I am, without a doubt, grateful for them, because every time we've had a disagreement or misunderstanding, and there have been many, our friendship has only grown deeper. We go for a walk, so to speak. We do the hard work of reconciliation, and we renew the relationship. This takes courage and vulnerability, which we are willing to embrace in order not to sacrifice the heart of our friendship, which is the love of the Lord who somehow or other saw fit that we should be friends. Friendship is such a mystery that it can only be regarded as a beautiful gift from God, a beautiful gift of God. It can also be very fragile if not tended to. Jesus understood this, which is why he wouldn't just let the hurt and disappointment shared with Peter slide by despite his resurrection. The love of their relationship, of their friendship, needed to be reconciled and renewed in order for Simon to become who Jesus knew him to be. Such is the beauty of friendship. It invites the other to be their best self, to be the person God creates and calls them to be. We do that in our honesty, our vulnerability, our shared brokenness and failings, and in the healing embrace of the love that grounds the relationship. St. Thomas Aquinas once said, "There is nothing on this earth more to be prized than true friendship." Maybe today is a good day to go for a walk with a good and true friend.